I'm happy now to welcome Stephanie Beninato. She is running for City Council in District 2. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thanks for having me today.
So why did you decide to run?
You know, I decided to run because of some unfortunate experiences I had with the city, and I realized that a lot of people had them, and that we needed a voice at City Council. And so I'm running so that that our district can be represented as a whole and not just have special interests, so that there can be transparency, affordability, accessibility, accountability, and fairness in city government, that the city can be encouraged to be more professional and competent, and that we can really diversify the economy and not just, you know, talk about tourism as art, hospitality, and tourism, but actually diversify tourism and also diversify the economy to promote alternative energy, alternative healing, peace studies, and film.
What do you mean by diversify tourism?
What I mean, and I've been in the tourism business for 18 years, going into 18 years now, is not just promote high-end tourism, but also promote ecotourism and family adventure tourism, so that we're appealing to different segments of the market.
When you say diversify the rest of the economy, you mentioned film.
Film and alternative energy, alternative healing, and peace studies.
So,
and sustainable, and I will say sustainable communities as well, encompassing some of those industries.
Peace studies.
Yes.
As an economic driver for Santa Fe.
Yes.
How would that work?
Well, I think of it as like an institute, like the Santa Fe Institute, where we have scholars and people who have been peacemakers come and develop models that can work in different situations that would help promote peace, would help promote understanding of other people's point of view, better communication, those kinds of things. And then people would come here to study that. So that's how I see peace studies. And given that there's a fairly strong peace movement here, it seems a logical development on the resources that we actually have here.
You started out by saying that you'd had some unfortunate experiences that made you feel not so great about city government. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, I had a neighbor who was doing a development, and basically the code concerning historic styles was ignored. And there were other things. I mean, the house got too close to my property line. My solar easement was affected. We have since actually settled. We just settled. And that was due to my persistence over 2+ years. And as a result, I've also settled with the city. So, you know, I am a creative problem solver who works to resolution and who works to good communication. And that's what I've done in this situation as well.
So what are some of the changes that you think need to happen in City Hall to make it more transparent, more accountable, some of the things you started talking about?
Well, for one thing, I think we need a stronger ethics board. I think when our city government doesn't recognize that if somebody commits electoral fraud and they get caught, that they should actually drop off the city board. When a city councilor takes a job with a county that's a no-bid contract, or a person who has gotten a grant, a no-bid grant to work for the city, then is appointed to a land use board, and the grant has to do with land use, and not reveal that, and not even have a clue that that's a conflict of interest, that to me is the kinds of things I would like to work on to change. I would like the city government to be more transparent in very simple ways, like having organizational charts online with people's telephone numbers and emails, having neighborhood association information easily available online, having applications and permits and things like that online, so you don't have to make public records requests, so that you don't have to go down there, so the information is accessible. Some of this stuff I know is happening in land use. I think it's good. Accountability, again, this idea of, you know, thinking about these contracts that people in the city government or working for the city have taken without, and then being on boards without, you know, getting it. those kinds of things in terms of accountability, but also, again, and I'm most familiar with land use, historic preservation, because those are areas that I've worked in a lot, as well as water and environment. But they're just accountability, like you have a checklist, and now I think it could be electronic, you know, electronic checklist. So you can't skip things, you can't forget. And as the code gets more complex, so we have this green code, that's really another bureaucratic overlay. And again, I would have liked to have seen that more integrated into the regular code. But there again, it's going to get harder to remember everything. I think we need teams, working in teams, not just isolated, this is my job, it's not my job, but you understand what your team is doing. You can help your team member by going, oh, I see this might be a problem, maybe you want to look at it. You know, sort of developing sort of a team accountability. And again, accountability as you go through this process of approving different things, where it's very clear what you're doing and when you did it.
Talk more about alternative energy, which you mentioned a moment ago as something that Santa Fe could cultivate. In what ways? How do you see that?
Well, for one thing, in the Northwest Quadrant, I would like to see at least part of that developed as an alternative energy grid. And there we could have wind turbines and solar collectors that either the city could use or it could sell. And I would use some of that for affordable housing.
And now, in the Northwest Quadrant, instead of the proposed development there?
Yes, at least to replace at least part of that development, if not all of it, and then have affordable housing throughout the town. Rather than having it all in one place, which, again, we did that in the Southwest. It produced some problems. It seems like we're just going to recreate some of these problems in the Northwest Quadrant. So I would do that as that. I would also develop alternative energy businesses. There are some here now, but really encourage and promote and foster that those kinds of industries so that we have something that needs replacement, you know, has a cycle of replacement that a large range of people will use, so that there's industry here that doesn't fluctuate as much as, say, tourism and art does, for example.
We're talking to Stephanie Beninato, running for city councilor in District 2. We've got about 2 minutes left. Would you like to talk about water? I'll leave it up to you.
I'd like to talk a little bit about water, sure. You know, I've worked a lot on water cases. I worked on a case having to do with the Middle Pecos Conservancy District.
When you say cases, as an attorney? Or?
Actually, as a historian, doing research on water use. So one was on the Gila River having to do with Apache's water use, which was really interesting. And also then on the Pecos, and that had to do with just general use and, you know, how much water, what they were using it for. In terms of water, I mean, water's been a problem. Water should be the defining measure of how we determine how we grow and how fast we grow. I think that, you know, we're counting on certain projects to bring water. I don't think they're going to bring the water we think they're going to bring. I think in terms of our efforts at conservation, that we should always think we're in a drought and that we should have, you know, that we should have permanent conservation measures. I think there needs to be more gradations between 10,000 gallons and 20,000 gallons, and that there has to be more of a penalty at the 20,000 gallons.
Meaning household use.
Household
having
use.
Having certain levels above which it costs more.
Right. And then I think below 10,000, there should be incentives to save. If you're saving water, that you get an incentive like maybe $1 for every 2,000 gallons you save. Or if we could really figure out a way to recycle water up the river, so you really repump it, you're losing some from evaporation. But if you saved enough water, you could donate your saved water to the river. And you know what I mean? And then that project could maybe work without really using a lot of water that we actually need. So those are some of my ideas about water.
Stephanie Beninato is running for City Council in District 2. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to people on the radio.